bloody thing. It's always breaking down. I'm going to have to take it back to Gallifrey and get myself a new model. God, I don't know. I don't know at all. I wonder where on earth I am. Let's have a look. Maybe there's a Charlie Brown's here. I can get some help. I'll go out and see if there's anybody out there who'll help me.
So welcome to the programme on a very hot, sultry day. We are recording this, or broadcasting this, whatever you want to say, on the hottest day of the year for 40 years. And I almost feel as if I am on another planet. Really?
People have said that about you.
Yeah, I know. And so this rumour, which is abounding about me possibly being the next Doctor Who, I may not say yay, and I may not say nay.
I was hoping for an exclusive.
No, that would be wrong, because either way, people would say, oh, well, what he really means is, so it's better to say nothing.
Or contractually obliged not to say anything.
Yeah. So anyway, here we are on this wonderful day where everybody's moaning. Rob has moaned he hasn't had any sleep because he had to go outside all night. What is wrong with the British? You know, the weather is always changeable here, and we don't seem to, it's raining too much, it's too cold, oh, it's too hot. You know, well, what is the problem with the Brits who just moan about the stupidest things? Did you hear that?
I was about to moan about your phone then.
No, that's just tweets coming in all the time.
I suppose we need those.
Yeah, at the James Whale, if you want to tweet us. At the James Whale Show, you can tweet us there as well, can't you?
And at Dead Air Podcast, I might as well get mine in.
Well, get as many in as you want. Just if you want to mention, tweet us. But easier if you want to mention to email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, which, of course, is the way to get in contact with me anyway. You'll see it on the front page of my Twitter profile. You'll notice that, have you?
You've changed, yes. It's all changed. Yeah, yep, we've updated it now.
Good. So anyway, here we are on the day when we now know that this country or this government is completely inept in all ways. In the way it actually handled the tragedy of Grenfell Tower, one of the biggest tragedies this country has seen for ages, and we seem to have been unable to take control. When I say we, the people managed to, but politicians, both local and national, seem to be totally inept at their response. And the other thing that is annoying me intently, and on my, I've got this show on Talk Radio 7 till 10, Monday to Thursday, and on Sunday at the moment, 11 till 3 on Sunday.
Busy man, always a busy man.
Yeah, always a busy man. So it's one of the things that MPs have disappeared now. A lot of MPs are refusing to put themselves in the firing line, and I suppose you can't blame them. But if you want to be a public servant, which is what an MP is, you need to be there to answer questions. And the question I have for most of them is, you keep going on about how there's no money and we have to tighten our belt and we must pay off our debt and all that sort of bollocks. Yet you've just had an unnecessary election and wasted sort of 250 million quid. So we can't possibly be short of money in this country, can we?
Maybe that's in a special pot, though, reserved for elections.
Don't be silly. I don't care where the money is. If we've got 250 million quid, by the way, Kensington and Chelsea Borough Council have got something like that tucked away in their reserves. They are the wealthiest borough in the whole country. In fact, some people are saying in the whole of Europe, yet they couldn't give people decent housing with the right kind of fire protection. It's appalling, absolutely appalling. So anyway, there we are. The world is falling apart ever since the idiots that decided to vote to leave the European Union seem to, and I've given you the chance to come on here, to come on my program on Talk Radio and apologize to the nation, yet still a lot of you are grasping the idea that leaving the European Union, getting back control of our borders and making our own laws is going to make us a better place to live. In a world that is always shrinking, I'm repeating, here we are. We thought, it's a good idea. We'll leave the European Union. We'll kind of metaphorically pull up the drawbridge and we can just get on with our life the way it used to be. I've got news for you. You're an idiot if you think that. You are complete and utter fucking fool. So edit that if you want.
It's not that I want to. It's just that I must.
Yeah. Anyway, nice to be on a number of radio stations around the country, around the world, actually, around the world. This is the James Whale Radio Show on podcast, around the world, on radio stations, on your tablet, anywhere you want, with producer Rob losing more hair by the week.
It's not my fault. It's the company I keep.
Yeah, probably. Probably. So anyway, the Queen's speech, dead loss. The government, dead loss. Opposition, pretty appalling. What hope is there for the future? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I've said, I think it was last week, I've said that the only way forward is a government of Labour and Conservatives getting together, working together. In the Queen's speech, you might have seen Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn refusing to chat to each other as they walked into the House of Lords to hear the Queen's speech, which just leaves me in even more worry about the future. I mean, they ought to be talking because both of them have lessons to learn about communication. And the sooner they get together, the better. I mean, Theresa May really shouldn't be there. You know, she's wasted £250 million having an election she didn't need, thinking she would get rid of the opposition, having put this country in an even worse position than it was before. She should actually, there we are, more tweets. She should actually have done the decent thing and buggered off.
Do I have to edit out the word bugger?
No, I wouldn't. No, it's a normal Geordie word anyway. Where you boogerman?
Right, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so I have no idea what to do. There was an interesting bit in the Queen's speech, and that was the lack of a mention of the state visit of the Donald Trump.
So the Queen's had a speech now, then, has she?
The Queen has had her speech, and we wish the Duke of Edinburgh well. He's been sadly taken to hospital with apparently an infection from an ongoing condition or a previous condition, and he wasn't able to make it. So Prince Charles took his place. And do you know, when I see state occasions and pageantry like this, I'm so glad I live in this country. Other countries would die to have our royal family. And there are a few Republicans. They won't be listening to this because I don't allow them. Republicans are not allowed to listen to me at all. I don't believe in democracy to the extent that people who think we'd be better off without the royal family should have their say. I don't think they should. I'm not sure what we're going to do with Northern Ireland. That's something perhaps we can talk about in a future program. But the Queen made an appearance. There wasn't much in the Queen's speech. As I said before, Theresa May should do one. And we should probably have another leader, maybe David Davis, I'm not sure. There has to be a realisation as well that Brexit isn't going to work. It isn't going to work. You know, the European Union needs resorting out. It needs reorganising. And you can't, when you leave a club, you have no say in how it's run, do you? So it'll go on to be an appalling organisation. And we'll be outside. But we'll still be in the location because, you know, difficult as it is, we can't move Britain, thank goodness. Otherwise, it might drift nearer the United States and no sensible person wants that. Going back to my original thought that there was a state visit of the King and Queen of Spain coming to Britain in this year. But, of course, Theresa May being completely useless. I mean, honestly, she's not up to the job. She rushes off to America and invites the idiot president, who has become the laughing stock of the world, over here on a state visit before anybody knew anything about him. Well, we did, but she decided to ignore it, invite him over here, and we're going to do great trade deals with America. Well, we've never done great trade deals with America. America first, remember? That's his motto. He's not going to do a great trade deal with anyone. That's the stupidity of this leaving. You know, Brussels, Belgium, does more trade with India than we do. And we're going on, we want to trade with the new economies. God, that Jacob Rees-Mogg, doesn't he annoy you? He annoys me. He dresses in clothes you can only have bought from charity shops and talks like a pompous little schoolboy from the 1950s. He really is an arrogant so-and-so. I wonder if he'll come on my show tonight.
Were you going to use a different word then?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say shit, but I decided not to.
Okay.
It was slightly offensive and very rude, and I don't know the man, to be honest. He might have some saving grace, but I can't see what it is.
I don't even know who he is.
No, right. Well, there we are. That's why I'm presenting and you're producing. In fact, I'd like to see him. Let's see, him and Dennis Skinner together. You know, both idiots from opposing ends, I suppose.
I know Dennis Skinner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, he's been sitting in the same place for about 70 years.
That's true.
anyway, right. Moving back to what I was saying. So here we are. Donald Trump apparently has said he doesn't want to come to this country. Well, that's because we don't want him. And he doesn't want to come to this country if there is likely to be a demonstration against him. And as you know, there's been talk, I don't know whether you've heard about this, but there's been talk about hundreds of people who were prepared, if he arrived, to take their trousers down, bare their bottoms with the words, dump the Trump on their rear.
Isn't he effectively under house arrest if no country wants him in?
Yeah, well, country arrest. although, you know, he's gone to Saudi Arabia. Well, they're just glad of anybody, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I've got to take on board water in this heat.
Oh, I haven't got a drink.
Yeah, well, that's your foolish thing. After I finish this, yeah, I've got a really important job. I've got to take the bins out.
Is that your job, is it? Is that the
That's
job?
My job after today, to take some bird food that Mrs. W. bought. It's her birthday today, by the way. Not that she wants it mentioned on the radio or anywhere else.
No, because I thought it must be soon, because a picture of a pink watering can came up on my phone the other day, and I thought, I'm sure he bought that as a gift. So, yeah. Oh, well, I'd have known. I'd have sent a card.
No, don't, because then I would have looked terrible.
That's why I'd do it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I forgot what I was talking about now. What was I talking about?
Dump the Trump.
Oh, dump the Trump. So that would be quite funny. And so people are saying, well, obviously he isn't going to do any kind of trade deals with Britain now because he feels we are so being so rude towards him. This is the power of the people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Smithy would have been pleased, wouldn't he?
Who's Smithy?
Power to the people.
Oh, yes, yeah, I've got you now. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, thing, yeah. Right. And if nobody knows what we're talking about, Google it and find out. Give you something to do while you're sitting in the office. Right, okay, so Donald Trump isn't coming, and that was blatantly obvious. Theresa May can't do anything right. She's incapable of being prime minister. We need to change her. We don't need another election, by the way, because we don't vote for a prime minister in this country, as you all know. We vote for a political system, and the majority of people... well, actually, there wasn't really a majority. It was a bit like Brexit, and they keep going, oh, no, the people have spoken. No, they haven't. You add up the other side and there are more of them. We have a first-past-the-post system, which doesn't really seem to work, does it? But I think what the people are saying is all politicians bloody well get together and sort the problems out. And if you can have an election when you don't need one, I can only assume that there isn't a shortage of money in this country.
Can't they just order more from the Bank of England?
Well, you know, apparently you can't do that sort of thing. But you know, I've said before, there are big, and I don't want to sound too sort of socialist. I don't follow any political views. I just think sense should prevail. But there are huge companies in this country whose workforce are claiming in-work benefits. So when a big company, say a supermarket, for argument's sake, is making enormous profits and paying their directors great sort of, what do they pay directors, bonuses or whatever, and yet the people who are making the money for the company are claiming off you and me, the taxpayer, benefits to supplement their wages. That can't be right, can it?
Not a big organization. No, small businesses, I think, need the help to employ people, but big organizations to make huge profits. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you've got huge shareholders and you're turning over massive profits and you're paying dividends, then you ought not to be expecting the taxpayer to actually help you make billions of pounds. The small shopkeeper or the coffee shop owner or the computer shop owner who's struggling against the big national companies, they're the ones who actually need to be helped and who should be able to claim some sort of benefit to keep. Because if we allow all the small independent businesses to fail and we only have half a dozen companies supplying everything, we will be in a real pickle, trust me.
We would.
Am I the only sensible person there is?
No, there's at least two in the world.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it, really. And I find that the way the politicians continue fascinating. I'm just looking on Twitter again. Queen's speech, no mention of the real Donald Trump paying us a visit in the next year. Good thing or a bad thing? Well, definitely a good thing, in my view. What do you think?
I'm neither here nor there, to be honest.
Aren't you?
No.
Tweets are coming in thick and fast about this. If you want to tweet us, at the James Whale. But, of course, when you hear this, it will probably be a few days after we've actually recorded. But you can keep on tweeting and you can let us know. You can email us your thoughts at James Whale Radio at Gmail or jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Right, so we put onto Facebook, where do we go from here? The question is simply, where do we go from here?
Somewhere nice and cool, I'd like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, very nice, very cool. That will be good. This is some of your responses. Quite interesting. Jess Gardner says, is it down to the lake, I fear? I wouldn't mind going down to the lake today, actually. Immerse myself in cool, clear water. Paul Rudd says, I'm looking for a cave or disused nuclear fallout shelter. See you all in 15 years. Justin Richardson says, onwards, always onwards, steadfastly and resilient. The alternative is unthinkable. I agree with Justin, actually. To be honest with you, we just have to suck it up and get on with it, don't we, really?
I'm not sucking up Donald Trump.
No, I wouldn't want to suck up Donald Trump either. But that's just a personal thing. There might be other people who'd like to suck up Donald Trump. I don't know. Actually, it reminds me, of course, a lot of my old television shows are now available on our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. You can see them on YouTube.
Yeah, the dyslexia one, Sex, Bugs and Rock and Roll, and Comedy. There's the ones I put up the other day.
Sex, Bugs and Rock and Roll, did you say?
Yeah, you went in a dumpster and fished out a fly for some reason. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, right. I don't know. That's about 15, 20 years ago. I don't know. Or maybe even longer. Okay, let's get on with this. What else? Mark Pearson, he said, we have completely lost the ability to be free, open and independent thinkers. People are so narrow-minded now that they could not have an original thought if their lives depended on it. Mark, I'm beginning to agree with you, mate. I really am. If I hear in the pub or anywhere else I have to be another person, yeah, well, of course, we've got control of our borders and that's the main thing. We can stop the foreigners coming in. No, you can't. You've no idea how many people are here illegally. We still don't count people out. And, of course, we have the ability now, if somebody from the European Union comes to this country and they don't get a job within 3 months, we have the ability to ask them to leave. And so far, we haven't asked anybody to leave.
Isn't there a shortage now, 90-something percent less people from Europe coming to UK?
Yeah, 96% less in people applying, nurses applying to join the National Health Service. So not only does the National Health Service need money, it needs staff. And we don't have the staff to work there. We can't get British people to work in care homes to look after us when we get old because we don't like old people in this country. We have to rely on other people coming here from other countries to do it. We are becoming an idiot nation. You know, the extreme left and the extreme right, who've got the loudest voices and who really don't represent anyone, but because they shout loudly, politicians are afeard of them. We wouldn't be in this situation if David Cameron hadn't been frightened of UKIP. And UKIP is nothing. UKIP was Nigel Farage, who was entertaining and is entertaining, not a bad bloke, winding people up, and then people suddenly took it seriously. And a few, couple of million people suddenly decided to take it seriously. And look where we are. Sensible, serious people, when faced with the threat, as they were in France with the Front National, Front, we know what I mean, and they got nowhere as well. 1% of the vote, I think, they got over there. So, you know, let's realise that it's not that bad, but people who are ordinary, right-thinking people like all of us need to speak a little more loudly than we do. Otherwise, you get the idiots talking loudly and people getting concerned that they may be becoming a majority. You can't live in this world cut off from the rest of it. Just a bunch of idiots who, and I don't like foreigners coming over here either. And usually those people who said that are older, middle-aged and old. Young people see the benefit of being more international. Dave Hill says, to join the last freedom bus out to nowhere city, man. So Sandra Bellini says, put the kettle on, James. We'll drink tea. Why do we always do that in this country? We always decide we're going to have a cup of tea.
Very Indian.
It is very Indian, from the Raj. Yeah. And of course, the best way to drink tea is black, no sugar.
Or not at all.
Why?
I don't do tea or coffee.
Well, you should. You're missing out. It's not good for you. You should do at least a couple of cups of coffee and tea a day. Paul Jenny says, round and round the mulberry bush. I like a mulberry bush, do you?
That's very English.
Yeah. Lottie Perry, the country is going down the pan. Nothing is sorted. She's right. Martin Butler says, to the next level of hell. It is just insanity. This, of course, was a question. We said, where do we go from here? With what's happening. And of course, we had another terrorist attack in North London. Some idiot who mowed down Muslims are coming out of a mosque, and then another idiot in Belgium who decided to try and blow up a lot of people in the railway station there. These people are idiots. Can I just break off and say again, I'm an agnostic as far as religion is concerned. There might be a God. There might be, there obviously is a creative structure to the universe because things happen, just to make things work. It's almost as if there is a plan. If the moon wasn't where it was, we wouldn't have enough protection from the sun, then life would not have formed as it is now, blah, blah, blah. So there was a creative, or is it a big mistake? I don't know. I'm agnostic about it. It might just be a happy mistake that things evolve the way they do. In fact, you can see, mistakes can be engineered. The way people change the breeds of certain animals, domestic animals, dogs started off as wolves and then people interfered with them. Or somebody going to say that actually, God made all dogs. No, okay, I didn't think they would. But it is bizarre, isn't it, that still, when all these terrible things are happening, we've still got idiots who believe that they're either going to go to heaven or paradise and they're going to live this wonderful life. And if they are not good people, they're going to burn in a pit of hell. I mean, how ridiculous. Although, I suppose there's a chance, but I doubt that. I think the reality is that we probably live on in fertilizing other things that are in the chain of life. But I keep seeing them, the imams, the bishops, the rabbis, they hold hands, they look somber when all these bad things happen and say it's not our fault. Well, it bloody well is your fault, to be honest. You know, how can you, one hand say, oh, it's not our fault, yet you all want your own followers not to sully themselves by mixing with that. And don't tell me about, oh, it's interfaith. Oh, it's this, it's the bollocks to that. It isn't. You know, a Jew doesn't want their progeny to marry a Muslim. A Catholic doesn't want their progeny to marry a Gentile or a Protestant. You know, you're all idiots, to be honest with you. And it's about time somebody actually started saying there could be a God. There might be somebody outside the universe who's sitting there watching the whole of this on a huge screen. But then there probably isn't.
Yeah, I don't think there's any screens in heaven.
Well, I didn't say it was heaven. That's just a word bandied about by people who believe in fairies. You know, there could be somebody up there, something up there. We could be a speck of dust floating around in another universe, couldn't we?
A piece of poo on the toilet. We're all going to get pissed off eventually.
Yeah, well, there's that as well, I suppose. But, you know, these people who tell you they know, and they're the three main ones, Judaism, Islam and Christianity, they're forever arguing with each other. In history, if you look back through the history of all of them, basically, they don't have an enormous amount to celebrate. You really want to get into it. Some of the disgusting, you know, I was christened as a child. I had my head held underwater by what is, in fact, basically, a witch doctor.
Child abuse.
It is. A Jewish and a Muslim boy have their genitalia interfered with.
Yeah, it sounds so wrong when you
say it. It's child abuse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, how can you actually justify doing this? Oh, well, God came down from the mountain and said, no, he, honestly, or Abraham or Moses, or I don't know. I don't really care. The fact is that people believe this stuff, and they believe it so much in certain areas that they're prepared to kill and be killed for it.
Why do they always come down from a mountain?
I don't know. I've no idea. Because that place they all want to go to is up there, apparently. But where is it up there, you see? Could be down there, couldn't it?
Yeah, maybe they got it all wrong.
Maybe it's over there. Maybe it's a different dimension.
Maybe it's in Australia.
No, you wouldn't want to go to Australia. The only reason to go to Australia is if you're paid lots of money.
Okay.
So back to the, where do we go from here? Should we have some music?
We can have some music. Yeah, we got some music.
Yeah, I'm a bit bored now. I'm a bit hot. You know, we'll go back to do some more from, loads of you responded to where do we go from here. This is Guts. I thought this would be quite good. Guts, right? And it's quite interesting. It's from an EP called Stop the Violence. It's a bit of soul, afro, disco and jazz. So we've got everybody here. So Guts and Pick Me Up.
Pick me up, don't put me down. Have a seat and see how we're cooking now. Why they love to see our demise when the haters lined up and there's no surprise. When you're down, they around, they're ready to climb. They wanna share your news up all over town. When you're riding on top, they know where to be seen. You better keep certified G's on your team.
When the ships start leaking and things ain't looking easy.
Down on the ground, just pick me up, don't put me down. them loans. Got your beat down and the funds is gone. Overtime, that's why I'm stuck on the ship, getting left behind. Need a friend or a hand. Just help me out, let me flip the plan. Lost in the sauce, you're bound to get stuck. Well, I guess that it's time to pick myself up.
There we are, The Guts. I quite like that, The Guts. Hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Don't forget, I'm on Sundays as well. At the moment, next few weeks, on Sunday, between 11 and 3 during the day on Talk Radio. You all know about Talk Radio, where to find it.
I was listening last night.
Well, good.
I had nothing else to do, so, you know, it was hot and I thought...
Oh, cheers for that.
I took the laptop outside and listened to Talk Radio.
Well, it's much more entertaining than anything that's on television, that's for sure.
Television makes too much heat. So I thought the laptop would be a better idea.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think listen to the radio. I'll be on tonight. I'm on Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10, and George Galloway is there on Friday, 7 till 10.
I can't do tonight.
Why?
I'm in the cinema tonight.
That's no bloody excuse, is it? Why don't you go to the cinema during the day?
I could take the radio in with me and put some earphones in, I suppose.
No, you can listen to it on, what is it?
Listen again.
Listen again.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Can I do that?
Yeah, do that. Okay. Right. Did I tell you how you get in touch with us? JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. If you would like to do an introduction to the programme, we're always looking for voiceovers to do that. If you would like to have some music played on the show, we're always looking for that. The Guts, I thought, were quite nice, didn't you? Thought they were good. I like a bit of new music from people that you don't normally hear. So if you'd like to do that, get in touch. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. And if you want to hire me for a corporate do, after dinner speech, appearance at a birthday party, you name it, we can negotiate. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Now, should we talk about the plan?
The plan, yes. We got a plan.
Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, we've got a plan. We got a plan? Everyone's got a plan.
We've got a plan. Nobody else has got a bloody plan, so we've got a plan.
What plan have we got?
A plan for Brexit.
Oh, you've got a plan for Brexit?
Well, we've found one, haven't we?
The Conservative plan for Brexit, yes.
Oh, this is the Conservative plan for Brexit.
This is the Conservative plan for Brexit.
I thought this was our plan. I thought you'd worked on our plan.
No, trust me, if I'd worked on our plan, it'd be a lot shorter than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we need a plan.
My plan would just be a party plan.
Let me have a look. We put this out on Facebook and asked what you thought of the Conservatives' plan. Is this their plan for Brexit? Certainty and clarity. Well, that's control of our own laws. We have control. Strengthen the... what's the union?
It's like a bend.
Which union?
The union bend.
All right. Maintain the common travel area with Ireland. Yeah, good luck on that. Control of immigration. We've got control of immigration now. We just choose not to. Rights for EU nationals in Britain and British nationals in the EU. Surprised that wasn't the first one. Protect workers' rights. Well, they're going to get rid of all the legislation to that. Free trade with European markets. Yeah, that's why we're in the European Union, you... Oh, sorry. New trade agreements with other countries. Why can't... We could have been doing those now. The best place for science and innovation. What is the best place for cooperation in the fight against crime and terrorism? A smooth, orderly Brexit. Who came up with this idea?
Wasn't me.
So what do you think of the plan? Andy Swan says it's not really a plan, is it? It's more like a teenager's homework project, which I think I would agree with. Simon Hutchinson... Regarding immigration, a government survey has shown that 91% of illegal immigrants come to Britain so that they can see their own doctor. Rubbish. Gary Elmo says, leave aside a smooth, orderly Brexit. It's pretty much what we have now. Protection of workers' rights from the Tories? Oh, says Gary, the irony. Ian Maxted, he said, ha ha, that's what she wants, is it? It's up to them what we get, not her. Lisa Jane Partington, don't we get most of that while we're in the E? Lisa Jane, exactly, exactly. Dear, oh dear, can anybody find me an intelligent and actually a good look? I've noticed that all these people who want to leave the European Union are all a bit gawky in their look. Have you noticed? They all look a bit similar, a bit kind of, you know, the Dumbo in the village. Have you noticed that?
I don't get out much, so I couldn't go. No,
must be just me then. Just me then. I mean, those people who wanted to remain like us are all very good looking. Mickey Jackson says, bullet points with little detail. Yes, quite right, Mickey. Stuart Rankin, who wrote this shit? Well, that's a very good point, because whoever is advising number 10 at the moment, you wouldn't want them anywhere near your business, would you? That's for sure. Carl Pollard says, it's only a plan. Yeah, it's not a plan, is it? Barry Woody, oh, it's the only plan. No, the plan is that we shouldn't have done this in the first place, Carl, because, you know, it's idiots. But Barry Wooding said it's a joke. If not, we are all doomed. Let's do one more. Lee Wood said, that's the plan. It won't happen, though. May has no other plan, hence why that's the plan. It's not a plan, is it? It's what we would like. This is our plan for Brexit. Certainty and clarity. What does that mean? Oh, certainty and clarity. Really? Bollocks. Control of our own laws, strengthen the union, maintain the common travel area with... Oh, this isn't a plan. This is just, you know, what you hope you might actually be able to end up with. All the things that we have now, you want to have, but you don't want to be in Europe. And you haven't thought it through, really, because even though we spend money, we pay money into the European Union, we will probably end up having to pay more than the money we pay to the European Union, a lot of which we get back and goes into different projects in this country. A lot of those projects will cease to exist, probably, unless we start putting the money in there ourselves, and lots of other infrastructure. We will probably end up paying more through the taxes for leaving Europe than we are at the moment. And you can't trust people who have political ideals. I have no political ideal. I have no truck with the left or the right. I'm looking for a common sense way of running the world, not just this country, because we can't exist in a world that doesn't feel right. The Middle East is falling apart. We are in part to blame for that. And that is probably why the whole thing is going tits up. So we need to take control. Right, I've had my say. Listen, if you want to have yours, you know, we're living in troubled times, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. Get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Now, it's getting very hot. I'm going to have some more water. You could do tech talk and tell us about your wonderful time, Robbo, at the movies.
The new thing in tech is super widescreen monitors, which are essentially, imagine two computer monitors bolted together without the sort of seam of plastic in the middle. So it's like having two screens on your desk. You know when you go into those big businesses where they have lots of screens on one desk?
Yeah.
It's designed for people like that. So you can have about three things open at the same time, and you just move your head left and right. So that's the new thing. Samsung have got one out. It's 49 inches. The ratio is 32:9. The normal monitor is about 16:9, 49 inches. So it's half. It's basically, imagine a big 50-inch telly cut in half horizontally.
Yeah, yeah.
They're about £1,000 at the moment, but they're going to start dropping, obviously, and that's going to become the norm. So we're going to have super wide, going to take up the whole length of your desk.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want one anyway.
Well, you've got a laptop.
It's all right in an office, I suppose, yeah. I mean, I don't know where I do this show from. I just got a laptop, a couple of iPads and a phone. I don't need anything else.
But imagine all those on one screen.
I'm waiting for the chip under the skin in my wrist where I've got everything, credit card details, mobile phone. I don't need to carry anything else with me.
They already exist. You can get one now.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do I just push my fingers in the cash machine to get money out?
Yeah, you just put your arm in. A bit like, do you remember Flash Gordon where that, I can't remember what his name, the guy from Blue Peter puts his arm in the tree trunk and the scorpion stings him?
Oh, yeah, I was trying to make a joke out of it, but you took it seriously. It's okay.
What do you mean took it seriously?
Well, I was trying to stick my fingers in the cash machine. It wouldn't work, would it?
No, you'd have to stick your whole arm in.
The slit's too small, isn't it?
The slit is too small. A bit like, you know, artificial insemination of a cow.
What? I'd have to stick my arm up the backside of a cow to get my money out. How does that work?
Because then it'd be a cash cow.
Oh, dear. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay. South Korea have paid £1 million ransom, you know, the ransomware virus. Mm. They were supposed to pay $4.4 million, but they negotiated down to $1 million because apparently 150 servers were hit with 3,400 small businesses' websites going off. So they had to pay out.
Really?
Yeah.
That would just encourage other people to do that again, won't you? That's ridiculous.
I know. That's what everyone in the sort of IT community is saying. It's a bad idea to pay. The people who had their websites in the on those servers should have had backups.
Can't we trace the people who got the money?
North Korea, apparently.
Well, you see what they did to that poor lad who went back to America and died. They obviously killed him over a long time. He took a poster. He wanted it as a souvenir. I mean, you're an idiot to go to North Korea for a holiday, but there we are. And he's paid with his price. I why we don't sort North Korea out, I have no idea. Why do we allow a state to exist on this planet that way?
We should ban anybody from entering North Korea. Sort of.
I mean, it's not difficult, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're starting to, you know, the problem is, as I see it, they are sort of threatening that when they've got the capability to nuke us, they will start doing it. If, in fact, that is the case, why haven't we invaded? Why hasn't the world gone in there and sorted them out? They're not a very bright nation. They're not very well fed. Their troops do the goose step. And history shows that any troops that do the goose step end up being sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, we went in for weapons of mass destruction and tried to sort that out. And now we're talking about nuclear weapons and we're not going in to sort that out.
Yeah.
It seems a bit strange.
Yeah. There's no oil there, so maybe that's got something to do with it.
Most likely.
Got any thoughts? Get in touch. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Open to all. Should we do Wales, mate? Oh, no, you've got to do movies, haven't you?
Yeah, so I do films. I saw a really nice little film the other day called Gifted.
All right, yeah. I don't know anything about that.
No, well, it's not very well advertised. I didn't even know about it. My wife said, oh, we've got to go and see the film Gifted. So I got in the car and went. I didn't know anything about it. It's about a little girl who's very gifted and her parents have died. So the grandmother's trying to take custody and the girl doesn't want to go. She wants to stay with the uncle who's looked after her for 10 years. But she can solve mathematical problems very quickly. I don't want to spoil the film, but it's a very good film. And I really liked it because when I left the film, I had a thumbs up from the McKenna Grace, who's a little girl that was the actress in the film. She said, thank you for going to see the movie. So so I'm bigging up this movie. Go and see it.
That gets the Robbo seal of film approval.
Yeah. Go and see Gifted.
All right.
And the film I'm going to see tonight is Baywatch.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
With The Rock.
You know, I ran down the foreshore of the River Thames some years ago. It's on one of my TV shows with Pamela Anderson.
You had somebody else from Baywatch on one of your TV programmes, and Jerry Hayes was drowning in a swimming pool.
Yeah, that's another one. But we did do one with Pamela Anderson.
Have I got that tape?
Yeah, you'll have it there somewhere.
I'll dig it out and yes,
you will, won't you? And look at it over and over again.
I'll dig it out and put it up.
And the reason we did it is that ITV, my show was on ITV at the time, and they just got Baywatch. And they wanted us to promote Baywatch because nobody had seen it, and they wanted people to get an idea of what it was like. So Pamela Anderson and a couple of the other stars of Baywatch, not David Hasselhoff as far as I can remember, came, and we went down to a little bit of the foreshore of the River Thames when the river was low, and we did a pretend bit of running in slow motion.
Do you run in slow motion, or do you run normally and then they slow it down afterwards?
Well, we ran in slow motion because it was funnier.
Okay. That's the end of films for this week. Mm. Ooh.
Okay. It's just more tweets coming through. What else was I going to say? So we got some Wales mail?
No complainy letters this week.
Not one?
You're not trying hard enough. You need to upset a few more people.
Oh, for goodness sake, if you're a Brexiteer, you're a flipping idiot. And I want you to email me, jameswellradio@gmail.com, with a letter of apology. And I want you to do it now, while you're listening to this, and beg forgiveness for the rest of this country for putting us in the shit we're in.
Please get two letters now.
Okay, let's do one other. If you happen to be a religious person, I want you to explain to me why religion of whatever form, Muslims, Christians, all obsessed with other people's sexual activity. Why? JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. Okay, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's an idiot. The fact is that he's never coming to this country. Or are the media being too nasty about him? And which, of course, it'll be our fault that he's not going to do a fabulous deal with us so that we won't lose all this enormous amount of money and jobs that we're obviously going to lose because some idiot thought it was a good idea to leave the European Union. You want to complain about my views, JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. That should do it.
Okay, I'll look forward to the spam box being filled.
I want them all in. Not the ones that say I'm a wonderful person. I want them all in. Back to the, where do we go from here? Barbie Summerise says, straight to the gates of hell.
Have we got a key, though?
I don't know. Charles Frederick Brindley, this is a good one. He says, full integration and rebuild all communities. Good. That's a good plan. Jerry Barnett, we leave the EU, realise we're f***ed up on a grand scale, rejoin and agree never to talk about Brexit ever again. Oh, dear. You're going to be bleeping out. Danny Costello says, anywhere when going through hell, you've just got to keep moving. And I'll do one more because we had loads of response. Dylan Grandad Wynne Jones says, where do we go from here now that all the children have grown up? And how do we spend our time knowing nobody gives us a damn? Well, that's just in Wales, isn't it?
It is indeed. I know that man.
Oh, dear. So, what was I going to say? Should we do questions for the whale?
I'll give it a go. You know, I'll try my best.
And please, could you, unfortunately, his reading isn't as good as it should be.
It's better now than it has ever been.
Is it?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, okay.
I can do words more than 8 letters long now.
All right. Okay, well, let's see if you can.
Karen Clift. Why is there 2 F's in Clift?
I don't know, but that's probably the way she spells it.
Should Diane Abbott resit her maths GCSE?
I just think we should just forget about Diane Abbott. There are more important things to worry about.
Rob James. When companies ship bubble wrap, what do they pack it in?
Is that all you have to worry about?
I do a lot of wrapping with bubble wrap. It just appears. It just appears on my floor from somewhere.
What? Bubble wrap?
Yeah, it just appears. It sort of grows by itself.
Are you an idiot? What? You just go and buy a roll of it. Oh, for goodness sake, can we not have some sensible, serious questions?
I've never bought a roll of bubble wrap in my life. And I ship
loads
of stuff.
But where do you get it from?
It just appears on my floor. Mind you, we get a lot of deliveries, so maybe it comes from... We recycle. There we go. We're a responsible company. We recycle. I'm going to get a green sticker.
A green sticker? What for?
I don't know. Apparently, it's good to be green, apparently.
Is it? Oh, right. Okay.
But I wouldn't want to be a
pig. Go on, I'm losing interest. You better hurry up.
Okay, Julie Ann Smith. Why doesn't the Piers Morgan let people reply to his questions?
Oh, for goodness sake, of course he's entertaining Piers. He asks them a question and they start babbling on about something else. People say that about me. Idiots.
James Musgrave.
If you don't like someone, what was her name again, by the way?
Julie Ann Smith.
Right, Julie, if you don't like somebody, just ignore them. Don't look at them, all right? I think he's very funny, very entertaining, because when people are being interviewed by him and he gets bored with them, like me, he talks all over them, like I do.
That is true. You do that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fit my words in now because I know you're going to talk over me because you're bored.
Yeah, come on, get on with it, for goodness sake.
James Musgrave.
We've got the rubbish to get out, remember?
Oh, yeah, forgot about the rubbish. Are you recycling or just throwing them in the brown bin?
Putting it all in the black bin today. Get on with it.
Okay. What are the numbers for Friday's EuroMillion draw, please?
10, 13, 25, 6, 17, 8, 11, 2.
And if there's too many numbers, just pick some of them.
Yeah.
Because I've never done the EuroMillions, so I don't know how many numbers
you have. Nor have I.
Yeah, okay.
But those are the numbers. If you didn't get those down, those are the winning numbers. And I will expect 10% of whatever you win.
Wow, that's generous. 10%. Wow. Mm. Mark, you take 60% of everything I own.
Yeah, I know. But it's a different contract that we have.
Okay. Mark Summers, if you order the world's largest box online, will the box it come in be bigger? If so, can you get a refund?
I couldn't give a shit about that. Move on to the next one.
Jimmy Walker, apart from zoos, what else as PM would you get rid of?
Apart from zoos, I would get rid of zoos. What else would I get rid of? I would get rid of, I get rid of so much. I don't know really where to start. We would get rid of people. No, we wouldn't get rid of people. No, I don't know where to start on a hot day like this. I would probably get rid of grammar schools. The few that are existing schools would become schools. They would all have to be of the same standard. Yet, if you wanted to go to a private school, that would be fine, but the education would be the same as all others. It would just be a nicer building you'd be paying for. I would probably... what would I get rid of? I get rid of cyclists off the roads unless they have a license. What else would I get rid of? I would get rid of ugly estates. People would have to build more aesthetically pleasing homes for people in this country. I could fill up a whole program.
There's a start there, isn't there? You know, you've got some things to sort out in your manifesto. What colour would your rosette be if you were going to be a party?
Oh, God. Well, all colours seem to be taken, don't they? Colours.
Silver.
Silver or gold?
Yeah, gold standard. I'm the gold standard. That's your catchphrase. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. I'm kind of like wood colour as well.
Ah, you can have a carving on your chest.
Yeah, or brown. Nobody's used brown, have they?
Nah, it's a shit colour. You don't want that.
Brown or black?
Black's okay, yeah. Very dark. Mysterious.
Maybe gold. Okay, maybe gold with a black background.
Or gold on a black T-shirt.
Yeah. Or black on a gold T-shirt.
No, I don't think gold's going to work for you, as in clothes-wise.
No?
No.
Okay.
I saw you wear some nice hats the other day in your show that you did. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah. I've got most of them still here. Right, okay, one more, then I've got to move on.
One more? Well, that's all I wrote down for questions, because you normally cut me off.
Oh, fine, good, well, that's good. Anyway, listen, I have loved hanging out with you for a little while. In the meantime, to you all, please tell your friends to join us here. If you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Rob, you got some editing to do for today's programme?
Yeah, I'm going to have to beat the f*** out of this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhale.com. www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @thejameswhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.